Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Game and Fish Deputy Director Scott Peterson. We're going to talk about the upcoming advisory board meetings that are scheduled here in a couple of weeks, I guess. Scott, first of all, let's talk about what exactly is an advisory board meeting.
Well, the meetings themselves are set up as a forum for the public to come in and give us some feedback, some input on some of the issues that they're concerned about. They may have some ideas that we're not thinking about, or, you know, and typically they're not, you know, that we may not be thinking about at the time. And the public is, you know, a lot of times at these advisory board meetings are very good about bringing up things that we should be talking about anyway. The advisory board districts, there are 8 of those distributed evenly across the state of North Dakota. Each district has an advisory board member or representative, which is appointed by the governor. And by state law, they have to hold 2 meetings per year in each one of those districts. And so these upcoming advisory board meetings are those venues for the public to come in and give us that feedback.
And they're the ones that determine where and when each meeting takes place.
That's right. They set up, their primary responsibility is to locate a host and a location, and they host the meetings and provide a venue for these meetings that, again, they hold twice a year.
And these are mandated by the state legislature?
They're in statute, yep. They're mandated by the legislature, exactly.
How do you come up with the topics? I know at least for the fall advisory board meetings, we make it on purpose. We hold them after deer season.
Right.
But how do you come up with the topics for each individual meeting?
It's really, that's one of the things that's really not that difficult, because we deal with a lot of different issues, and we try to pick a handful of issues, maybe just a few issues that are very important and timely. There are issues that we feel it's extremely important to get input from our constituents so that we know what they're thinking. And typically, we like to put an emphasis on those social issues, which is exactly what they should be providing input on.
So even though we set the agenda for the meetings, the public is invited to bring their own topics. If they have something they want to talk about, bring it on.
Right. The meetings are typically held, they're 2 hours in length, and sometimes they run a little longer than that. But the first hour is dedicated solely to hear those topics that the public or the audience has on their minds. And so it's an open forum. We talk about certain things, of course, that we want to get out there. That's dedicated to that second hour. But the first hour is to talk about anything they want to discuss.
Well, let's talk about what the agenda looks like for this fall's round.
Okay, we're going to, one of the things we need to talk about, we're going to cover just maybe a few of the potential legislative items that we think sessions coming up. We suspect that we're going to hear some bills or have some introduced, and depending on which advisory board or which advisory district that we're in, some of those are very pertinent to those districts. And so we're gonna cover just a couple of those. We have a proposal out there. We're gonna present a proposal to open a limited otter season. We wanna get that out there and get the public's input.
Just anecdotally, in things that we hear in the office, what kind of questions are you expecting, or what kind of topics from the public? There's obviously some hot button issues out there that...
One of them, of course, that we hear every year. Again, the fall meetings are held in late November, and of course there's all kinds of ideas or input on how we could maybe change the structure of the deer season. Some folks, you know, we'll hear from some folks that had a very good season, and there's always some pockets around the state where they feel that the deer herd could be better or larger. And so we know we're going to hear about that. We're going to hear about some things that have to do with fishing, of course, and maybe some of these legislative items that we bring up are probably going to generate a certain amount of discussion as well.
All right, Scott, thanks.
You bet.
As Scott mentioned, there are 8 advisory board districts spread out across the state, and a meeting will be held in each district. Here are the dates, times, and places for each advisory board meeting. If you have something on your mind you want to talk to Game and Fish representatives about, attend a meeting near you and speak up. For Scott Peterson and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online this week. We'll see you again.